Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
6:39 with the Kellogg Crew. Time now for Zena's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can save, well, $40 every single week. It'll get you $20.20 by the end of 2020. For more details, visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's happening in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, well, Glee star Dot Marie Jones, lucky to be alive. She's recovering from a recent heart attack after being misdiagnosed twice.
For a heart attack, you would think that'd be pretty obvious.
No, the thing is like women's symptoms are different than men's symptoms, like so different. So she showed photos of her heart x-ray, a 99% blockage in her artery.
Ouch.
And how it looked after getting a stent. You can see quite the difference. But doctors didn't know what was wrong with her at first. So one thought the burning sensation she felt across her chest was bronchospasms,
okay,
like the lungs. When it got worse, they thought it was asthma. So Dot Marie's wife just rushed her to the hospital, where the same cardiologist who treated and saved Bridget's life in 2017 following a stroke discovered Dot Marie had what's called a widowmaker heart attack, meaning it's almost always fatal.
Oh, wow.
So Dot thanks Bridget for pushing her to go and then insisted that women need to advocate for their heart health, saying keep asking questions and anything around the heart area or anything you're not sure of. And she pointed out women have different symptoms than men.
I didn't know that. And like you, I think you'd write it off from heartburn because it was a burning sensation. From what I know from men, it's a tightness in the chest.
Men, it's like tightness
it's
in the chest, pain down the arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is so different for women. And I don't know why that is, but just, yeah, always check when you're not sure.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill has said goodbye to Facebook. Yep, the actor known as Luke Skywalker decided that he's deleting his account because of its political ad policies. You know, CEO Mark Zuckerberg's decision against policing political ads for misinformation did not sit well with Mark Hamill. He said, so disappointed that Mark Zuckerberg values profit more than truthfulness, so I've decided to delete my Facebook account.
Wow.
And he said, I know this is a big who cares for the world at large, but I'd rather sleep better at night.
Well, he just popped up on Facebook again. He just says, hey, everybody, I'm still not on Facebook.
Did he?
I mean, he's very active on Twitter.
That's the thing. He's got
more
other
of a Twitter
media
person
platforms.
Than a Facebook person anyway. But.
And that stinks, because if you're a Facebook person, you're also not an Instagram person.
You can only be one or the other.
Aren't they together?
No, they. I mean, they're owned by the same company, so maybe he's not on Instagram.
That's what I'm wondering, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to do our research. All right, well, we've lost another rising star too soon. Harry Haynes, you might know from FX's American Horror Story and Netflix's The OA, has died at the age of 27. His mom is actually actress Jane Badler. You know her best for her role as Diana on the series V. She was also on Falcon Crest. She said that her son has struggled with mental illness and addiction, though she never confirmed what he passed away from. But, of course, our thoughts are with their family. And it looks like Jessie J and Channing Tatum are back together again. Can't say for sure.
Wow.
I mean, they were spotted shopping with his daughter, Everly, and they were at a hardware store looking for stuff.
Oh, that's love.
You know, people are saying, oh, no, they're still just friends. But, I mean, I don't typically call my friends up and say, like, do you want to come shopping at a hardware store?
Let's go to the hardware store.
Well, that is exciting. I get excited in a hardware store.
Yeah.
I buy stuff that I pretend I know how to use.
Yeah, want to go to Ace and look at washers? Oh, look at those sandpaper over there. How much grit you got.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go tail them just to make sure
grit.
That they are or are not together, because if they're not, that means I now have a chance.
Yeah. So here's some nails. You want to go nailing?
Oh, yes, I do.
That sounds dangerous.
That's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go. It's another round of Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood and then some. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Have 2020 saved by the end of 2020. That would be nice with as little as about $40 a week. For details about a savings account, call PBCU at 733-2800. All right. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Well, Scarlett Johansson making history after becoming only the 12th actor in history to score 2 Oscar nominations for acting in the same year, according to Entertainment Weekly.
Good for her.
Yep.
Seems like a nice gal.
Yep, she was nominated for Best Actress in Marriage Story and Best Supporting Actress in Jojo Rabbit. And other actors who've done that as well include Jessica Lange, Sigourney Weaver, Al Pacino, Holly Hunt, Jamie Foxx, to name a few. If you want to see who else is one of the 12, you can check that out at
DinaStirt.com.
The Double Dozen. I like that. That's cool.
Sounds like a new movie, man. A double dozen.
Or a lot of donuts.
Yeah. Or eggs.
All right, so somebody get Quentin Tarantino or Duncan on that. New England Patriots star Tom Brady going to need a new driver's license since he reportedly left Massachusetts. Yeah, apparently he and his wife Giselle Bundchen and their kids, they left Brookline and they moved to a new home in Greenwich, Connecticut. That's what we're hearing. So I guess they sold that $35 million home. And this is interesting timing, too. It's timed out to Tom's eligibility for free agency in March. That means he still has 2 months before he can decide to sign freely with any NFL franchise for the upcoming season.
Wow.
But the way he's making it sound is he wants to stay with the Patriots. The owner of the Patriots is like, yeah, we kind of want him to stay too. I mean, I don't know if the fans feel the same, but
I'm thinking you could be sitting next to him at the Connecticut DMV. I think you have to go in person, don't you?
Yeah.
So maybe you'd want to swap out your number, a lower number, or a higher number with his.
Look for the tall guy holding a football.
That's him. Yeah, he always holds a football. I've seen him in person.
Yeah, it's his picture on his license and everything.
Stephen King taking some heat from Twitter over his recent comments on the Oscars. We talked about how this year's predominantly white male nominations sparked outrage for the lack of diversity. But
this is every year. It's
pretty much. Yep. But Stephen King has a different take. He says, you know, it should not be about that. He says, I would never consider diversity in matters of art, only quality. It seems to me to do that otherwise would be wrong. So people are still saying, well, no, you're wrong. And he says, everyone deserves a fair shot regardless of sex, color, or orientation. Hmm. And it's worth noting that he does get to nominate in 3 of the Oscar categories.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he does.
Maybe,
yes, he does.
Maybe saw something that was better in those than the others. Who knows?
Maybe. Legendary Jeopardy champ Ken Jennings has been crowned the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Yes, he's won Jeopardy more than any other contestant, winning 74 games in 2004.
Wow.
But he did win the greatest of all time tournament, beating out the 2 top money winners, James Holzer and Brad Ritter, and including the $1 million he takes home for being the GOAT. His total tally now stands at over $4 million.
And you know you've played a lot when you're actually in one of the answers.
That's true.
About yourself.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, boop. I got this one.
You know what's funny is I started Google typing is Ken Jennings, and the first autofill that comes up is married. And the answer is...
People looking for a guy?
The answer is yes. So if you had any hopes of scoring a date for some of that cash yourself, the answer to that is what is no.
Stinks.
Unfortunately.
Just love that sound. Do that all day.
Do. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with more gossip about The Bachelor and then some. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can save 2020 by the end of the year in 2020 with as little as about $40 a week. To find out about their great savings account, visit pbcu.org. All right, so what's up with The Bachelor and then some?
All right, this could be the funniest thing that has ever happened on The Bachelor. Okay. I probably shouldn't have laughed. I'll admit it, but I couldn't help it. And I was like in tears over this. It was hysterical.
Okay.
So a little bit of a spoiler alert if you haven't seen the latest episode, but there was a little showdown between Kelsey and Hannah Ann, 2 contestants on the show.
Okay.
Kelsey accused Hannah Ann basically of jacking her date. Kelsey'd set up this little romantic area with champagne.
Right.
But then I guess Hannah Ann was there with Pete, and it was an honest mistake because the crew had actually set up a similar moment for Hannah Ann. So Kelsey threw a fit, and then she took Pete with her over to the romantic setup, the other one, where they popped the champagne, and Kelsey kind of calmed down a bit. Pete asked her, you want this in a glass or straight from the bottle? And she said, well, I'm not the classy woman all the time. So that's when she decided to drink from the bottle, and that is where it got hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, she
chugged it. The whole bottle fizzed up and exploded foamy champagne all over her face.
Wow, like at New Year's, it popped the cork right into her mouth?
No, the cork was already popped. Like, it was done.
Okay.
Yeah, she took the bottle, put it up to her lips, chugged it back, and then when she brought the bottle down,
like when you have a soda right away, sometimes
frothing.
The fizz gets right on you.
It's just
frothing at the mouth.
Oh, I mean, I shouldn't laugh. It was, but I mean, it was kind of funny, though. So,
no one was injured, though, right?
No.
She's still okay.
She's okay.
Good.
And we don't know if she's going to win Pete's love, but one thing's for sure, no one is ever going to forget her or this moment. It's going to live on the internet forever.
And you know it had to come up through her nose as well.
I think it did. Blown out bubbly for days. The drama with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle isn't over yet, but this time it's grief from her side. So as Harry negotiates his and Meghan's freedom and exit from royal duties, her estranged father, Thomas Markle, is reportedly set to testify against Meghan, according to the Daily Mail. He's been called as a key witness for the defense in Meghan's legal battle against the British tabloid. So he's going to be one of the defense team and testifying against her.
Because he was interviewed, right?
Yeah, from what we hear, he's going to turn over unseen text messages that were sent leading up to Meghan and Harry's wedding. So, like the tabloids are saying, well, this was out there. This is truth.
That's horrible.
I know.
You know, daddy's got to fight daddy's little girl in court.
That's part of the reason they want out.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez might be leaving us. No, she says that she's fantasizing about a more simple life away from the U.S. She says maybe Italy. She says where I can get to ride a bike where it's simple and organic, and I buy bread and I put it in my basket, and then I go home and put jelly on it and just eat and paint.
It's never going to happen.
Or sit in a rocking chair where there's a beautiful view of an olive tree or an oak tree, and I could just smell.
Okay. Paparazzi are smart.
Yeah. And
also, they don't just leave, you know, they don't not leave the U.S.
That's like an old Italian movie from the 20s. I don't know that people in Italy just do that.
She could hire extras in her own neighborhood.
That's right.
True.
And leave her alone.
But you guys, it's okay. She's not going to do it. She says she's still got to accomplish one more thing on her list, which is directing. But I'm ready to go home and pack my bags. It sounds good to me.
What a threat. I'll help you pack.
Reader's Digest named Tom Hanks the most trusted man in America back in 2013. Apparently, over the years, though, our faith in Tom Hanks has dwindled because, according to a new poll, America trusts Google and Amazon more now, just under your primary doctor in the military. So they trust them more than Tom Hanks.
So we can stop taking all those phone calls.
From Tom Hanks or the military?
No, from other people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for answers.
In the meantime, Greece has given Tom Hanks and his family honorary citizenship after they offered to help victims of a deadly wildfire near Athens in the summer of 2018. So maybe, America, you just want to rethink how much you trust Tom Hanks now.
Yeah, or maybe he'll bring J-Lo over there.
And that's your dirt.
If she hires him as an extra.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Get all the reports in the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.